to go. Taco to
and a big queue.
Taco to go.
Taco to go. Trip Taco just $2.99. Comes with a big Q, this deal so fine. Brisket breakfast, so much to choose for $2.99. You really can't lose.
Taco to go, taco to.
This deal legit.
Taco to go, taco.
Only at Quick Trip.
Taco to go, taco to go, taco to go.
$2.99.
All right, things would have gone just a little differently with the Astros won the World Series. Let's get into that here in the loop on Sports Radio 610 with John Philip.
Yes.
Lopez, I almost called you Felipe, but that's the wrong
Juan
word.
Juan Felipe.
Juan Felipe, as we like to call him. Reginald Atitula, not Fitzgerald. And Edward Figgy Fig Gilliard.
Edward Boyce Gilliard, the third.
Boyce?
Boyce.
B-O-Y-C-E. I wasn't going to make you put your middle name out here. Nice. Actually, Boyce, you could have gone by Boyce very easily. Yeah. You look like a Boyce.
Yeah.
Do I?
Yeah. I think like you can make Boyce go. 100%.
Yeah.
Various people telling us who they were named after. Somebody said their dad's name is Dudley, so named after Pops. Always respect that. 832, brother is named Julius after Dr. J. That is tough.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody, interestingly enough, said that they were named after the guy who had passed in a motorcycle wreck with their mom on the back. So almost in like a memorial to them. That's wow, wow. Mm-hmm. And then someone said that they named their child after Tupac the day after Tupac passed.
Hey. Did y'all see Giannis on Twitter? He was answering a lot of tweets.
Yes, that was an interesting Q&A.
And somebody said, hey, if you retweet this, I would name my kid after you. And what did Giannis do?
You're darn right.
He said,
retweeted.
He said, let little Yanni know that I said hi, which is funny. Thank you for reminding me. I'll have to circle back around to that Q&A on potential future
Pretty
Rockets.
Pretty interesting, too.
Giannis had to talk about. Yeah, he had some good answers in there. And so maybe
I guess he's a Cowboys fan. Cowboys, a Packers fan.
Yeah, he don't need to let them do that to him.
Did you see there's another new report as of yesterday that, hey, kind of tapped the brakes on the Spurs?
Okay, hold on to that.
And
Let's get to that a little later in the show. But right now, I want to talk a little bit more about this. Somebody said I need the full Nigerian name. Okay, I can do that for you. Mm-hmm. My name is Reginald Bankole Adetula. That is my. I don't get. It's not too much.
I like that.
I don't remember all of the names because one of the things with Nigerians is that when you go through your naming, you end up with like. Seven names.
But they all mean something.
They all mean
something. What does Bankole mean?
My child will build my house for me, which probably speaks as to why I wanted to be an architect at one point.
Oh, wow.
So there you go. Now people know more biographical information about me.
And if you want Reggie to build your house, just say the word.
Look, if that's all you're trying to do with my name, I appreciate it.
I need to bring you to my house so you can help me build something.
I didn't actually get my architecture degree. I want y'all to understand
that. You're closer than everybody else.
Buddy, if I got out here starting designing and they were like, what accolades do you have? I mean, I got closer than anybody. You know what I mean? I know some things.
You're an architect in our heart.
Thank you. That means a little something over here. All right. Wow. More people coming in. I will circle back around to those. But we got some interesting audio clips as it pertains to the Astros. Not recently, but in the past. Starting with Dayton Moore, who was the former president.
General manager.
Who's the general manager?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I saw that he was president. Maybe I remember. Maybe he became the president at some point. But he was a former general manager of the Kansas City Royals. And we got this from him about a potential trade for this notable Astro.
Yes, we did.
Okay. Oh, look at that. Computers restarting and everything. Mm-hmm. You love to see it. But, apparently he gave us a little insight into the Astro being Jose Altuve, right? Like, widely regarded as one of, if not the best Astro or greatest Astro that you've had.
Mm-hmm.
And 2011 is when he made his debut, right? Or was it 11 that he made his debut? But 13 is when he really kind of solidified and established himself. With the Astros, and I mean, it's kind of wild to think, like, even that was even still in the dark days, and then you get to, you know, 16-17 when things really start moving, and he is, you know, fundamental to what is happening there.
Mm-hmm.
But it could have never happened, like that, according to what we had historically from Dayton Moore.
He might have saved my career because there is no doubt I would have been listening to that trash can, getting those signs.
Hold on, press pause. That's Eric Hosmer.
Yeah.
So Dayton Moore, and I have it here. I don't know why you're having a hard time finding it here, but it's fine. Dayton Moore said that in 2013, he called up
He got a call from.
Oh, that's right.
This is the key thing. Just to lay it out.
Thank you.
He was in Houston at a Starbucks, I guess presuming on an off day or a day of a game or whatever. And Jeff Luhnow called Dayton Moore and offered to trade him Jose Altuve in 2013. Said, I got a trade for you. Jose Altuve for Eric Hosmer. And I heard this. And I'm just like, wait, what? So Jeff Luhnow offered to trade Jose Altuve for Eric Hosmer. Now, you talk about butterfly effect. This was early in his rise, as you pointed out. And of course, would this have been the monster team that it became? Would they have even, when you start talking about some of the butterfly effect things, would they have gotten to the point in 2017 where they've been good enough to trade for Justin Verlander? Would in 2019, would they have become the monster? Now, I know they had, Springer and Correa and all that, but Jose Altuve for Eric Hosmer, would all these other things have happened?
And it's really impossible to know. It's worth noting, though, that Eric Hosmer, he was still pretty damn, you would have had the best stretch of his career right in there, right? Mm-hmm. The 2013 season was a very good one. The next three seasons there, let me see, because I know that my computer obviously acting up for me, right? Don't you love it how technology showing out right when you need it? You're like, hey, I want to look at something. So the four of the next five seasons there between 2013 and 2017 for Eric Hosmer were Gold Glove seasons, an All-Star in there, and a Silver Slugger in there, right? You got the strength of those seasons. But after that, it does trend downwards for Eric Hosmer, which is right when you hit 2017 into that stretch where Altuve being at the peak of his powers mattered to what the Astros were doing. Mm-hmm. And obviously into 2019 all the way through 2022, at that point for Hosmer, he was a 716 OPS guy in 2022. And I don't know exactly how that goes. And of course, the team around you matters and all those circumstances matter in a great deal. But I don't think that that's a guy that helps you win a World Series in 22.
Right.
Talk less of getting over the, being this close in 19. 17, I can make the argument because that is one of, if not the best of Eric Hosmer's seasons. But beyond that, I think that maybe you can hit the start. But the thing about it is Jose Altuve, he tracks with the rise to dynasty for the Astros in that he reaches the peak of his power in that time and he maintains through that time. And he helps you he helps you with the way that the Astros have gone about talent, the way that they've let talent go. Because some of the reason why is that that you have a Jose Altuve at home to kind of.
But here's the other part of it. Jose Altuve, you're right. Hosmer was good in that stretch. But let's talk about the clutch home runs.
That's where I was thinking.
Let's talk about game five.
He beat the Yankees.
Of the ALCS.
Yeah, he beat the Yankees himself.
How about the previous series against the Red Sox? How about the World Series? That Altuve answered, in that memorable game five of the World Series. It's so fascinating. I put this on the doc with you guys. It kind of makes me look at Luhnow differently. Now, he was a horrible person and did some really bad things. Nobody ever questioned his aplomb as a general manager. Dude that traded Jose Altuve?
What if
that was the case?
Taco to go. Taco to. And a big Q. Taco to go. Taco to go. Trip Taco, just $2.99. Comes with a big Q, this deal so fine. Brisket breakfast, so much to choose. For $2.99, you really can't lose. Taco to go, taco to. This deal legit. Taco to go, taco. Only at Quick Trip. Taco to go, taco to go, taco to go. $2.99.
Well, here's the tough thing about it is, do the Royals then become...
Yes.
I don't know about that.
Keep in mind, the Royals were rising.
No, they were good. They were good, but I think eventually, with it being the Royals, I think Jose Altuve probably would have ended up going to a bigger market. I think he probably would have ended up on the Yankees at some point, somewhere, something like that.
I mean, maybe.
I don't know if he would still be a Royal.
But keep in mind, they wanted to trade him in 2013. In 2014, the Royals lost the World Series. In 2015, they won the World Series. So could the Royals have all of a sudden, things have been changed, you know?
I don't know, because I also don't look at that and see the same exact level of talent that the Astros had. Because part of the idea of the Astros being so horrible in that time period leading up is that there was a level of stockpiling of talent that then they went and they hit for their lick once they once they entered, once they reached the stage.
But
right?
Do the Royals do that?
I don't think so.
You know, that, I mean, if they could, that means you think Jose Altuve could actually carry that team for a few years, too.
Well, what has he done
with
here?
That current,
what has he done? I mean, what did he do here?
Yeah, no, he did a lot here. But also, the Astros is pretty loaded.
Yeah. And, that's the part that I go back to. They were loaded, and they had some great players. But you go back to those clutch. I mean, do they beat the Yankees?
No.
Do they beat the Yankees?
No. The answer is just no there.
Yeah.
And yes, a good point that's made here. Let's see, from the 929, Hosmer was also very disliked in the Padres clubhouse versus Altuve, right? And I just, the tough thing about that is, does Altuve, even with being in Kansas City or what have you, or if he moves on, does he become that guy, right? Like, does he become the guy that has that level of feeling? And we got Kansas City expert Ron Hughley texting, Hosmer was the heart and soul of that team. Royals don't work without Hosmer. So is there...
Yeah, but what about Altuve?
Yes, but is there a way where you take both of those guys off of those teams and neither of them benefit? Like, and do you then become the guy who trades Jose Altuve? But does that even matter if Jose Altuve does not reach the stratosphere that he has managed to reach in this place? It's a fascinating thing to kind of think about that was possibly there. And here's Eric Hosmer and his jokey joke way discussing the news that Dayton Moore had put out there about the idea of Lou now offering Jose Altuve for him.
He might have saved my career, because there is no doubt I would have been listening to that trash can, getting those signs. There's no way I'm saying no and being the only guy not hitting homers in that lineup. So I appreciate him for not doing that.
I never thought about that. That never occurred to me. I was just going pure the player value. You know, Altuve, who, you know, is playing now. That is so funny. Yeah. So you think he would have done that if someone had come in and said, hey, or, you know, that's... Carlos Beltran and Alex Cora and others are like, let's do this. You're right there.
I want to look you virtually in the eyes right now and say I wouldn't have done it. In the first two games, I'm watching everybody else hit homers and I'm not, that I'm going to have to start listening to some trash cans as well, Buster. So I don't know. If I'm being truthful, I don't know.
Appreciation to Buster only on the Baseball Tonight podcast. But I appreciate that he was able to, like, kind of laugh about it in the way that he said
He would have done it. I think most people would have done it. That kind of peer pressure.
I feel like he could have brought up that topic in a way that have made a lot of us mad.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Right. Now, of course, he could have not brought it up at all. That would have been nice. That
would have been better.
Well, but yeah. Just a wild kind of thought to consider. And a reason to appreciate Jose Altuve, as, you know, you've seen quite a run. And one of the questions we were asking ourselves off air yesterday is just how much longer can you expect? But, I mean, it's easy to forget at times just how great Altuve's been, and that's kind of wild to say, just because there's been so many highs, and it's kind of wild that we learned that we very easily could have experienced all of those.
I wonder how many World Series they would have won.
Oh, if not for Jose Altuve?
If Jose Altuve had been traded. Any?
I think they would have got the first one because that was still like a dominant team.
It's a pretty big home run he hit.
Yeah,
that's a pretty big home run.
I agree with that, but I think they still could have got at least one. Mm-hmm. I think they could have got one.
There you go.
I don't know how many World Series they would have got to.
Yeah, yeah.
Very, very interesting note that came out. All right, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. I did say we was going to get to some All-Star kind of talk.
Because We will.
We'll get back around to it. All right, coming up next is about that time where we do our lunchtime confessions here, brought to you by the Men's Clinic, and we will do that next.
Trip Taco just $2.99. Comes with a big cube. This deal so fine. Brisket breakfast, so much to choose. For $2.99, you really can't lose. Taco to go. Taco to. This deal legit. Taco to go. Taco. Only at Quick Trip. Taco to go. Taco to go. Taco to go. $2.99. Taco to go.